After a lifetime of researching the dynamic and enigmatic world of light entertainment, I've decided to ditch my notebook and meet the people who inspire me. What makes them the people they are? How do they feel about the show business landscape in which they find themselves? And in a world where anyone can be a star, is there still a need for performers who have universal appeal? Come with me on a journey of discovery as I get a unique insight into Britain's favourite stars with a little help from my glamorous assistants. Yeah, well, I say glamorous, more like hazardous. And of course, we'll have a bit of fun along the way.
Graduating from London's Guildhall School of Music and Drama in 1990, Faye Ripley made her professional debut in a pantomime version of Around the World in 80 Days at the Liverpool Playhouse in 1991. A film role came in 1995 when she was cast as Karen Hughes in the horror Mute Witness, before accepting her career-defining role as Jenny Gifford in the hugely popular Cold Feet. I was fascinated to find out more about the trials and tribulations of being a successful actor and her take on her varied career. Ladies and gentlemen, Faye Ripley.
Okay, you graduated from London's Guildhall of Music and Drama in 1990. Nowadays, art degrees are a staple of almost every university. But how did this feel doing something which was considered so revolutionary for its time?
My father said I shouldn't do a drama, go to drama school. He did everything he could to change my mind. He tried bribing me with some Swiss finishing school where I'd learned to fold napkins, for example. I went for the drama school thing. It took me 3 years to get in. So I had to work in between. And I was the last year to get a grant from the government. Okay. That paid for my course, which was the divide, really. After that, it became, you know, a loan system as we know it now. It felt like a huge privilege. It still does, especially for that reason, that I'm not lumbered with debt through my working life. And it was one of the most important 3 years of my career now, really. It was a dream come true. I had to fight for it because I didn't get in. So it was. I think I've slightly done that in my career throughout. So it was. It was a bit of a fight to get there. It wasn't a fait accompli.
Okay, excellent. Making your stage debut at the Liverpool Playhouse in 1991, in Around the World in 80 Days. What are your feelings on stepping out on the stage for the very first time?
Well, that show, I had 10 lines in Japanese. I don't think they'd allow me to play a Japanese person now. number one, I think that has to be said. Times are changing. I think it's all good. That show was so bad, it actually closed the Liverpool Playhouse. I mean, my first job, you know, it's all looking really good, isn't it? It closed the Liverpool Playhouse and they kept all our belongings because the underwriters came in, hilariously. It was so bad. Anyway, and in terms of stepping on the stage, the honest truth is, and I'm slightly ashamed to say this, but I did, the last time I did a play was at the Shepherd's Bush in a pub theatre, a very well-respected theatre, the Bush, and that was the last time, and that was about 20 years ago, and I haven't done any theatre since, and I've got the fear. Funnily enough, I have been asked to do I've been asked to do many plays since, but there is a play that I'm now attached to, so I may re-enter that world. My husband does a lot of theatre, he loves it. For me, there's a combination of reasons, but I'm genuinely terrified being the one at the top of the list.
Is it the live audience that you...
No, because I can go live on TV, which I have done as a presenter, for instance, I can go live to 10 million people and I don't even break a sweat.
Oh, okay.
So it's a weird thing. I also did improvised theatre, which I'm sort of not counting, but I did that when I was younger. I loved that. But actually, that whole world, it's a really different world. There's really different sections to what we do as actors. And I do many that scare other people. Like my husband, who does a lot of theatre, goes, I don't know how you can, let's say, cook live on, you know, breakfast telly or whatever it is, or go and present a big show or whatever. That is okay for me, but I don't know what it is. You know, it's quite common.
It's just a very different concept, I suppose.
I also really hate the pay rate.
Oh, right.
Everyone's really poor in the theatre. Like, I can't be doing with that.
Stick to television and film for sure.
Totally. Come on, guys, let's get real.
Okay. Then you made an interesting move to horror in 1995 for Mute Witness. What are the similarities between comedy and horror?
I only ever really play things one way, and that's for a sense of truth and reality. So whether you're doing something and, oh, up pops Dracula, you've still got to play scared. It's still got to be true. Or, you know, or if you're in a comedy and it's Martin Clunes or Jimmy Nesbitt, somebody sort of pops into the room and their trousers fall down. It's the same face, basically. It's the same face.
Excellent. Okay, of course, in 1997, you were cast in perhaps the most celebrated role as Jenny Gifford in a hugely populated Cold Feet. What were your initial thoughts on the role?
That was something. That was a turning point. It was a pilot. And I read the role. First of all, I wanted a different role. I wanted to play Rachel, which is the pretty one that everybody fancied. And for some reason, guys, they didn't want me to read for that.
How dare they?
Well, what's wrong with them? So they made me read for John Thompson's wife. Look, I knew John Thompson before, and I knew Jimmy, and I went in, and it was as soon as I started reading the part of Jenny, I was desperate for it. I loved it, and there was great chemistry in the room. And it was a big break, but at the time, none of us knew what that show was. It was a pilot. It was an incredibly well-written pilot that we all had a brilliant time doing, but it then got put on TV, and it failed. It flopped. And then the reason it failed is because of the scheduling. It went against the launch of Channel 5 or something. I can't even remember. And they luckily it then won a big award, the Montreux Award, Silver Rose. And then they re-showed it, and it did well. And then they commissioned a series. It was a slow process. And even now, 22 years later or whatever it was, we still don't know from one series to the next if it will film again. It's the nature of what we do. You hope it does well. You hope people like it. And you hope enough people watch it to make it worth TV companies making it again.
Yeah. Yeah. Why do you think it struck such a chord with the audience? Why do you think it worked?
I think there's a few things why at that time. One, it has to be said there wasn't very much on telly. the other factor is that Mike Bullen, who wrote and created it, and I have to say even more so Christine Langham, who produced it, and Andy Harris, who produced it at the time, they created as a team something quite different, something that wasn't on the telly. These, you know, it sort of examined this group of friends' lives in a very modern way with cool music at the time. You know, it's changing now, it's turned into something else. But it didn't have the format. It was quick scenes, jump cut. You never, if someone was going to cry, and this is still true, in Cold Feet, or you're going to be told bad news, the scene is, I've got really bad news for you. Oh no, what is it? And then it cuts to a fantasy or something, and then you come back and you've already been given the news. Like, you don't see somebody crying, basically. You see the bit just before it or just after it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't linger. You know, it's quite fast moving. And it was clever the way that they did it at the time. So it just, you know, it just hit the moment. I think it was luck as much as anything else. But maybe it was the key thing was our producers, and they had such a taste for what it could be.
Excellent. Okay, in 2009, you starred alongside Martin Clunes for the remake of the classic Reggie Perrin. How daunting was it bringing such an iconic series into the 21st century?
That was terrifying because it was my dad's favourite show ever. But the thing is, for me, I was playing his wife. I know that that's awful, but no one particularly remembers his wife. Everybody remembers him. And it was his pressure. It was his nightmare to take on board. And he's such a lovely man and so clever at what he does. And he has very broad shoulders and he knows what he's doing. So really, he was the daddy. It's like, Daddy Martin, is it all going to be okay? It's going to be okay, Faye. Okay. I'll just turn up to work then, shall I? But there was an element of that. And it was, you know, it's a tricky thing in some ways. Everybody says, don't do it because it's iconic. Well, everyone said to Cold Feet, don't come back because you'll ruin it. It was an iconic show. Well, it's done okay now. So I think that in the arts, it's worth breaking the rules. And it's worth a try. And you always have to be up for failure. I mean, can I tell you, so much, a very high percentage of my life covers the failure genre. So it's not something that's particularly scary to me. I'll go, let's have a go. Let's see what happens. What's the worst that can happen? It's only telly.
The best way to be, I think.
Yeah.
Going back to Cold Feet in 2016, sorry, the cast of Cold Feet reunited for another series. How did it feel getting back together after all those years?
It was initially, it was a very hard decision because of that, because of the likelihood of failure on that particular occasion was very high. I would say it was 90% sure it was going to be a disaster.
Really?
And there was a sort of 10% sort of chance we might pull it off. I mean, it didn't sound that appealing. Oh, we're all 50. And you've already seen us when we were young and fun, and now we're not so young and fun. How's that going to work? The fact that it was welcomed with such open arms, it was so lovely. But initially, we had no idea what was going to happen. I was so scared going to the read-through for the first time, and we were all in the room for the first time together. By the way, there was also 100 other people in that room. It was very high-pressured because everyone felt the pressure, you know, all the producers and all the makeup women who worked on it originally, and everybody. And on the way there, I don't have a faith, but I was praying to a God that we would have a car accident, basically. No one would be hurt, but there might be somebody slightly injured, enough for the police to be called and me to be delayed. I mean, this was my thought process. Anything to not go to that day's work. Because I just was like, I can't do it. I think people, they're going to be pointing and laughing. I can't do it. Anyway, I got there and literally within a minute or two, it was as though we were never apart. It was brilliant. There was exactly the same chemistry between us all, and we haven't looked back. It's been brilliant.
That's good to hear. Will there be any more Cold Feet?
There is another series commissioned, and we are in theory starting to film that in March.
Excellent. Okay, looking back at your career, what is your proudest achievement?
Without a doubt, my cookery books. I have 3 cookery books that are published, and way above and beyond anything else. Those are the things I'm proudest of. They come into it. It's not my acting career, but that's my, you know, part of my work life.
Yeah.
It's a sort of, you know, it's another part of it. In terms of my acting work, I'm quite sort of, you know, because I had to sort of, none of it became particularly easily to me. I'm quite sort of like, I'm always very grateful when I am working as an actor and I like what I do. But I sort of live in the moment with that. There's jobs that have made me the happiest. There was one that I left cold feet in series four or five, I can't remember. And I took a break from it. I went back to it, but and I made a series with my now husband and with the then producer of Cold Feet and a writer called David Nichols, who had also written on Cold Feet. And there was a team of us, and that was the sort of happiest acting period of my life. But in terms of real pride, there is nothing. People can come up to you and say, "Oh, you're great as Jenny." Yeah. Okay. What they're saying is you are great as a made-up character, and mainly I just pull faces. I get paid to pull faces on the telly. When someone comes up and says, "I didn't used to cook, and now my family sit round, and your lemon chicken has changed our lives," I cry, yeah. Basically.
That's moving, though, isn't it? It's nice to hear that you've made such a difference.
It has a genuine... I mean, I know that telly has you know, people can laugh and cry and stuff like that, but it's quite transient, and food is something really, a real basic of life, and it means a lot to me. And the fact that that my choices have made a difference to other people with that really means a lot.
Yeah, that's great. Would you ever do a cooking show?
Good point. Funnily enough, I've just been filming the Christmas recipes for Lorraine as in Lorraine Kelly, for her show, and they've been going out in the run-up to Christmas. That was good fun. I tend to present cooking shows or be a guest. So I was a guest on the Gordon Ramsay show, Hell's Kitchen. Whatever the one where he used to have a guest and you'd come on and cook. And my brownies beat his brownies 4-1, and it was basically the greatest day of my life.
Excellent.
And I include the birth of my two children. They know that. I'm like, "I really love you. You're amazing kids. But when I beat him with my brownies, it was better. It was actually better than
that." I think anyone would be happy with beating Gordon Ramsay.
He had 16 Michelin stars at the time. I'm just a mum. So it felt pretty good. So the answer to that is I'm constantly sort of weighing that up and saying, I don't think I'm going to be Nigella. I don't think I can, and I don't think I deserve to be. But I think I could interview a lot of people about cooking, and I think I write about it. I write articles and I write books, and that's the place I love to be.
Great. Now, one last question. What's next for yourself?
What is next? Probably at this point is Cold Feet. Because once we've done Christmas and I've got a few smaller projects before then, I'm sure we'll be up and running and filming up in Manchester. So that's probably the next thing I'll be doing. Now I've sorted out Lorraine Kelly's Christmas recipes. I think that'll be probably the next thing.
Great. Well, no, thank you very much.
Thank you very much to our guests for being the subject to another Beyond the Title interview. If you like this, why not browse the website and see if there's anything that takes your fancy? Don't forget to like our Facebook page to receive updates on forthcoming interviews and to see more information about me and what I do. Thanks again, and hopefully see you next time for another Beyond the Title interview.